up, no turning back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Strive Tribe podcast with your boy, Devin Gonzalez. And today's topic is fanning the flames of potential. And I'm here to ask you a simple question. What corrective actions have you been taking or can you make to unlock your potential? Complaining about negativity, they're the easy options, aren't they? They require no introspective, no hard work, but I'm challenging you to go beyond that. I want you to push yourself to look inward and to study yourself. What I'm trying to say is I want you to see all of your flaws, see all of the things that you can change to make yourself better, and to not look at it as a negative, but to have a perspective that sees the positive side of things, you know, sees the glass half full versus half empty. It requires a fight. It requires a fight of internal resistance, a fight for the value of your potential. You need to say, and you need to be one of those people that tell yourself, I'm going to give it everything I got because I value it. I'm going to give it everything I got because I want it that bad. I'm going to give it everything I got because it means that much to me. But what is that it? What is your it? It is what gives you that drive, that motivation. It is what makes you come back again and again, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many struggles, no matter how many obstacles you're trying to overcome. You know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows out there. As Rocky would say, the world is a nasty place. It will beat you down and keep you there if you let it. Right? If you're not a Rocky fan, I definitely recommend go watching Rocky, the series. But I want you to realize now, if it's all about yourself and you're thinking about all about like just self, it's all about vanity. You might find yourself and find your own downfall. But if your it is about service, about, you know, a greater purpose, a relentless desire to make the world a better place or a better world through your example, through your actions. Now, that's something that when you're onto it, it can give you that drive. And when you have that reasoning behind everything, it will allow you to push through the dark times. It'll allow you to push through those negative thoughts. Like for us, like one of our core values and one of the core values I hold like dear is having an impact, right? We built Strive to have an impact on as many people's lives as we can. Because like when I was personal training, I realized I was having an impact and I was having that amazing one-on-one experience with people, but I was also limited by time. And if my goal and my purpose and my it was to have an impact on as many lives as possible, I couldn't do that through personal training because, again, I'm only one person. So, you know, we created Strive 11 to be able to impact more people's lives and, you know, not have to turn people down because of they couldn't afford my personal training rates, which I knew they weren't the cheapest, but it's just a supply and demand thing. And even then, I was one of the more competitive priced personal trainers just because I didn't want a nickel and dime every client. But the whole purpose was I hated turning down people, one, because I didn't have time. I hated turning down people because they couldn't pay for it, right? So we created Strive to value my it, which is having an impact, creating something where I can help more people and give more results and have a bigger impact on people's lives, as well as not having to turn people down because it's, you know, $100 an hour. You know, now we can do it for $100 a month. You can come as many times as you want. So you have to realize what your it is. And if your it is only for reasons like within yourself and for selfish reasons, the dark times and the hard times are not going to be easy. You won't have that drive. You won't have that motivation to push through. You know, we have a saying at Strive, you know, our motto is never give up. And the reason why we have it, it's, you know, it's a cool saying and everything when you're working out, yes. But as business owners and as trainers and as, you know, people, there's going to be those dark times in your workouts, you know, on a daily basis, but also on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis in more than just your fitness, right? There's going to be those ups and downs of life. And the thing is, you, no one can hold you back from growing and becoming successful or hitting your goals except for you. All you have to do is just never give up. And that's the reason and the motto that we have. So, you know, that's just a little insight on us. But it is, yes, it is going to be tough. And there will be moments that you question your path, times when the road seems a little too bumpy. But remember, I want you to want more than most. You'll also probably need to endure more than most, but also that's what it comes at the cost of not being average, right? You're not willing to just conform and, you know, take the easy path. You're doing the path that means the most to you, to have an impact or to, you know, have your service or whatever your it is. You'll experience pain and doubt and stress, but ultimately it's the very struggle that ensures you will also gain more than most, mentally, physically, financially, because the more people you can impact and the more people that you can help, the world just tends to come back in your favor. And you shouldn't do it for that purpose. You shouldn't do it for, I'm doing all this just because I know it's going to come back to me. You should be doing it because you want to serve. You want to give. You want to improve others' lives. Right? What are people going to say about you? Like, unfortunately, let's say if you pass away, what are people going to say about you? I want you to think about that. How many people do you honestly think would show up at your funeral, as dark as that sounds? How many people would leave you a 5-star review? Would you get 1, 2, 5, 100, 1,000? That's what you have to realize when you're in your day-to-day life. Everyone that you talk to, everyone that you, you know, meet, you could be an impact in that person's life in as little as something as complimenting their shoes, as little as, you know, giving them that good job or giving them that praise. They may not have gotten a good job or, you know, compliment in days, weeks, months, a year, you know, ever. You never know, because everyone walks a different path and everyone, you know, has a different life journey. But the main thing is you realizing, you stepping outside your comfort zone to serve, it will serve you. And I guarantee you, your life will feel more meaningful, as well as you will have more motivation and more drive to push through any obstacle that's thrown at you. One of the things I always tell, you know, Nick and even my wife and stuff is, you know, I'm a problem solver. I am. Like, there's nothing that there isn't a solution to or a way around. And that's not just in business, that's in life, relationships, whatever. Like, even with my family too, like, you know, I'm the one that usually has to hash out the differences between family members. It's just because there's a solution behind it, and you got to be open-minded and be willing to serve. Whether it's an inconvenience in my day or not, I'm here to have an impact on my family's life, my, you know, extended family, my friends, my clients, my employees, my business partner. You know, I'm here to give as much as I can, because that's what I want to be remembered for. Is like, man, that guy was a good dude. He did, you know, X, Y, and Z for me. You know, he went above and beyond. That's what I'm here for. You know, so even with us franchising and stuff, a lot of people look at it and be like, oh, they're just trying to, you know, create an empire of business and blah, blah, blah. If that was the case, I could have been structuring this franchise a lot differently than I'm structuring it, and doing a lot easier tasks than I'm currently doing. But I'm doing a lot of things in implementing and creating a lot of, you know, systems and processes. And I've even created an additional company to help the franchisees gain success with more tools and hopefully easier, and essentially give them a bigger profit without, you know, having to take a big profit as well. Because again, my thing is to have an impact. That's what gives me motivation. That's what gives me the smile in my day, you know, besides my daughter and my wife and stuff. But that's what, you know, seeing other people successful and seeing other people grow off of the knowledge, the value, the whatever I can do to help, like, that's what gives me my drive. So when the times do get tough, don't forget why you started. Hardship is often the best indicator of that you're on the right path. Just stay the course. You know, I love that saying, like, stay your course. I literally have it tattooed on my foot. When you're feeling the fire and your passion, warning, add another log to that fire. What does a log represent? The challenges that you don't want to face. Whether it's getting up early, when it's cold and the bed's warm, if you're running, you know, taking that extra mile and running even further than before. It's listening to the podcast that forces you to think differently, and you can't just agree and side with everything that is being said. It opens up your mind. It's opening that book and being disciplined enough to actually read it. You know, not only doing audiobooks. Like me, I love audiobooks personally, because I can listen to it as I go. But I'm always reading two books at a time, which is one audiobook, one actual book. You know, since I don't have as much time right now with the business and everything, like, yeah, the actual book does take me a little bit longer to read, but I'm still taking that step outside my comfort of just not reading and only doing audiobooks, because there is value to it. So make sure you're adding those logs to the fire of your life to help you grow. It's adding a log to the fire. It's basically like it's investing in your own self-improvement. It's surrounding yourself with the right people. You know, they say, show me who you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are. That goes for life in general. It goes for your friends, your family, your employees, your coworkers, whatever it may be. You hang out with the people that you hang out with long enough, you start to become just like them. I mean, that's why, you know, Nick and I joined the business owner networking group, because these dudes are at different levels. Some are below us, some are way above us. But at the same time, like, these are the dudes that we're trying to hang out with, because they're making us, you know, better. They're challenging our thoughts. They're challenging our, you know, systems of business, everything. Nobody likes discomfort. Nobody likes to put that log on the fire, but you keep that fire blazing because you need to step outside your comfort zone. You need to gather that courage, get up, throw another log on the fire, and know that this is temporary discomfort. And it is the secret to your long-term success and your long-term growth. So today, I urge you, take that difficult step, choose the right path, and get over the comfortable thing and the comfortable habits. Put another log on that fire. Let's unlock your potential together. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to the Mindset Cafe episode today. And I just want to challenge you to face this opportunity to learn, grow, succeed, and become a better you and unlock your true potential. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode, guys.